Hi everyone, a short podcast today on projections. Hi Claire, I really like the Terence Real quote that you mention that says, there's no such thing as overreacting. It's just that what someone is reacting to may no longer be what's in front of them. How can we know when something is a projection or when it's real? And the answer is we can't. The mind can't, particularly in those moments when the whole system's gone into fight, flight, freeze, fawn, and there's immense suffering, there's immense separation. And so the mind is locked in to resistance, resentment, fear, shame, need, insecurity. And what in those moments there's nothing else other than that reaction going on. It's why it's so useful to have the lab in the field, because the lab is a chance for us to exit this world of provocation and triggers and to really explore what's going on, what actually is real, where does experience come from. And then there can be a sort of a retraining of the whole system, that whenever there is that real sense of separation and resistance and resentment, it can be a moment of pause. Like, instead of that immediacy of reaction, there's a deeper knowing now that intensity of reaction is useful, is saying something about what's going on within. And I think it's always useful, because we're really talking about everything coming from within us, to see our reaction to their reaction. You know, Byron Katie said, defense is the first act of war. Is it war on our part? What are we defending? And then to start always looking at the fact that conditioning is changing all the time. Other people's behavior is changed by our behavior. And so when we're most resistant or resentful of someone else's behavior, to really look at, how is my behavior exactly the same as theirs? The thing that I most resent in them, how am I doing that myself, either to them or to someone else? And then secondly, how is my behavior either maintaining or exacerbating this situation? And that's really interesting. That's hard. Those are hard questions to look at when the mind is in full child mode, because it just doesn't feel safe to ask those questions. But when there's space and a bit of capacity, that's the start of freedom, because then our behavior can change. And once that starts, then everyone else's behavior can change. But it begins with us always. Yeah. Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.